The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Oh. Oh, okay. I'm going to tell you guys about dirt-free carpet cleaning. I hear you guys arguing in my head. That's all I can hear. Guys, it's the time of year where you're going to have people in your house. You don't want your floors to look raggedy. That's where dirt-free carpet cleaning comes in. They're going to have your floors looking good with their holiday special going on now. Call Dirt Free Carpet, 281-DIRT-FREE. Get 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100 plus a free speed dry. That's 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt Free. They're not using soaps or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning floors, upholstery, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.5 with AJ. They'll give you 3 rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. That's a holiday special at Dirt Free. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Bill O'Brien does very well against rookie quarterbacks, and Sam Darnold is your rookie quarterback. So I wouldn't touch that game, but they should win comfortably, I think. But from a betting perspective, there's no way that I can touch 6.5 points. I thought the line would go down, but no, it keeps going up.
Kawhi's probably a safe bet. You know, when you think about the teams that are exceeding expectations, I think you have to look at LeBron James again.
Yep.
What Steph Curry's doing is maybe being a little bit overlooked because he's on the Warriors and everyone just expects it. And I think Joel Embiid is a guy that should be looked at. You know, that guy's having a monstrous year. So I'd say top five in no particular order, LeBron, Steph, Giannis, Kawhi, and Embiid.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler today. Jung Lee here sitting in with A.J. Hoffman. We're going to skip all the intro stuff because we have Brad Powers on the line. Brad Powers he is the lead college football analyst for pregame.com. You can follow Brad on Twitter at BradPowers7. Brad, how you doing?
Excellent. How are you guys doing on this fine Thursday?
We're hanging in there. What's the 7 in Brad Powers 7, first of all? Can we clear that up?
Just a lucky number 7. There's some theories out there. Illegitimate children.
Ooh, and whatnot. Oh, nice.
I've heard the whole story, but no, it's just when I picked it several years ago, it was just a lucky number, and okay. Someone already had Brad Powers.
Because someone had said it was axe murders that you've committed, but that's...
oh, there you go.
Yeah, so if the number goes up, I'm going to be keeping an eye on you.
Well, if it's for children, you're rivaling Philip Rivers there.
Yeah, it won't take long. Won't be long.
Yeah, those are legitimate, though. I was saying illegitimate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're talking Sean Kemp's
Different, different one for every town, right, Brad? That's the way to go.
There you go.
All right, let's jump into this. We've got a we've got five games on Saturday, and a few we'll have before we talk to you again. So let's go ahead and jump into them. We were just talking last break about Utah State and North Texas. I think it's hilarious that Matt Wells is a Utah State alum. He said that he wanted to be there and wanted to be on the sideline as an alum, and Utah State had originally said yes, and now they've said, no, we don't want you here on the sideline. I like Utah State a lot, or I like North Texas a lot. I liked it when the number was bigger. It seems to be creeping down the North Texas way, but what number do you feel is safe for North Texas, and are we already past the best we're going to see of it?
Yeah, I think we're past the best of it. I mean, I just can't sit here and claim to be sharp saying, hey, go ahead and take 7.5 right now when you could have gotten clearly several days 10, several days you could have taken 9, several days 8.5, 8. A small lean at this point on North Texas. But obviously, number one factor for me is the Matt Wells situation being a distraction for Utah State. Second factor for me, North Texas is pretty good. I get it that they struggled down the stretch. That's why we're getting some value here. Five straight non-covers for North Texas after they got a little pricey. I think we are buying North Texas low. But an interesting fact that was uncovered, North Texas, the only team in the country to outgain every single opponent this year. Not Alabama, not Clemson, not Oklahoma, North Texas. I mean, the Mean Green as a lean.
Yeah, I need to make sure and let everyone know that's the New Mexico Bowl presented by Progressive. I want to name every bowl just so we can realize how ridiculous these things are. I saw earlier today that the Oregon game is the Red Box Bowl. I had no idea until I saw that.
Is Red Box still a thing, huh?
I guess so. All right, let's go to the Auto Nation Cure Bowl. Tulane versus UL Lafayette. And Lafayette, if people who haven't seen them this year, they are a team that I bet on a couple times this year against really good teams that I thought, you know what, maybe Lafayette can hang with them, and then they didn't. They got the crap beat out of them. But UL Lafayette played a tough schedule, and if you take away the stats from the Mississippi State game and the Alabama game, I mean, you're looking at maybe a pretty decent team statistically, and I don't think much of Tulane. Am I getting value here, getting points with ULL?
Yeah, I'm going to take Lafayette here as a lean for me, and I think you hit the nail on the head. It's a Sun Belt team in UL Lafayette, but did play a relatively tough schedule. You mentioned Alabama, Mississippi State, and not one but two road trips to Boone, North Carolina against the Sun Belt's best team in Appalachian State. And UL hung in both of those games. Nice covers for them there. Both teams like to run the football more than 60% of the time. I just trust UL Lafayette to be able to sustain drives better. Why? They're in the top 10 in the country in third down conversion percentage on offense. Meanwhile, on the flip side, Tulane's in the bottom 15 in third downs on offense. So give me Lafayette here, plus a 3.5.
All right, let's move to my favorite pick this week, at least, the Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl. Are you going to go out to this game, Brett?
I haven't decided yet. I might if the weather holds out, but it looks like it's going to be sunny and 60. It never rains on the Strip.
All right. Well, you can tell me if I'm a big fat sucker here, if I'm a duct tape shoe, as RJ would call me. But I've been on Fresno all year. Fresno has made me money all year. They made me money in the conference championship game in the Mountain West. I feel like they are just underrated at this point. I feel like people are still looking at them as, oh, okay, they're a nice little story, but they have built a legitimately solid defense out there in Fresno, and this is a team that really wants to get into the Pac-12. To me, this is a statement game for Fresno, and for Arizona State, it's just it's another bowl game. I feel like there's great value in Fresno. I think Fresno dominates this game, in fact.
Yeah, you get an agreement from me yet again, 3 for 3 already to start it off here. You know, how does Arizona State treat it? Well, we got at least a small indicator. One of their best players, N'Keal Harry, is going to sit it out and focus on the NFL draft. To me, that makes Arizona State one-dimensional. Now, that one dimension, features a running back in N.O. Benjamin that ran for 1,500 yards this year. So still a little potent on the offensive side of the ball, but you're right. Fresno State, number two in the country in scoring defense this year. And how about Fresno State, undervalued for the last 2 years? 28 games. They've covered 22 of their last 28 games. And he got a senior class 2 years ago that was 1-11 and has a chance for a school record 12th win here. Tedford's got bowl experience, much more bowl experience than Herm Edwards does. I'll take the Bulldogs.
All right. It's always, for me, it's a pretty simple handicap on teams that play against these option teams. And typically I look at it with the service academies. But in this bowl game, excuse me, I don't want to say just this bowl game. I want to get the name of the actual bowl game. The Raycom Media Camellia Bowl. You've got Georgia Southern and Eastern Michigan. And to me, it's always, can a team stop the run? And it's I mean, it's kind of basic, but Eastern Michigan is so far not proven that they can stop the run. 193 yards a game they give up on the ground. I liked it as a pick. I'm not really crazy about Georgia Southern now that I've got to give 3 points, but I guess if I had to choose one side, it's going to be Georgia Southern. What's your handicap on that game?
Yeah, I'm on the other side. And look, all the money's poured in all week on Georgia Southern. I do have a Georgia Southern ticket, and let's clarify that. Difference between pros and Joes. Joes bet teams, pros bet numbers. I got a very off-the-radar +3.5 on Georgia Southern a couple weeks ago, but now that it's moved from that number a touchdown, I'm on the Eastern Michigan side for a couple reasons. Number one, Eastern Michigan, the option, they already faced it earlier this year. I get it. They gave up some points against Army, but I like to look at the key factor. Army's rushing yards per carry, 4.0. Doesn't sound all that great, but that's the second lowest total Army had all season. And generally speaking, I think Georgia Southern's a little overrated. 9-3 record, but outgained on the season. And number one in the country in turnover margin. To me, that just is something that doesn't always carry over. And a lot of times turnovers are random. Therefore, the fact that they're the best team in the country in something that's random says value on Eastern Michigan. And Eastern Michigan team, 18-3 last 21 underdog rolls against the number. Give me the Eagles from Michigan.
So this next game, and Appalachian State to me is such a great story. You know, they just got to FBS a little while ago. Every time they've been to a bowl game, they've won, which to me is, it's something that makes me want to jump out and grab them, because I feel like, you know, if a team is used to having success at this level, then, you know, typically they'll continue it. And you see all the time, all these coaches who have had no success in bowl games, and it makes you wonder, do they really know what the hell they're doing? But Appalachian State seems to have it figured out. I like Middle Tennessee State, the team, but in this situation with Appalachian State continuing to add to their pretty amazing run, they've played 3 bowl games, won all of them. They've got a chance to tie their best win total since they've been in FBS. It feels like this is a motivated team, and they're finally getting, like you mentioned, one of the better, you know, non-Power 5 teams. They're starting to get that respect. I think they want to go out there and prove it. What do you think on this game?
Yeah, you got disagreement from me. I'm worried about the motivation, why they got an interim coach. I mean, Scott right. Satterfield's off to, and the OC and the co-DC and the strength coach all off to Louisville. So that's a concern for me in that regard. I get an Appalachian State clearly superior team. You go back to the opener, a game that they could have won in Happy Valley against Penn State, the only other loss to Georgia Southern when App State was playing with a backup quarterback in that game. So not a lot of negative data points on App State this year. But I do think the motivation is on the dog here. You got the very final game between a father and son. Head coach for Middle Tennessee, Rick Stockstill, 4-year starting quarterback, Brent Stockstill, probably the best quarterback in the history of the school. Final game that those two can go with one another against a team with an interim coach. Sign me up for Middle Tennessee +7.
All right. Let me look up what this bowl is called. I don't know if I can say this correctly.
Well, you'll like this one.
The Sherabundi Boca Raton Bowl. Is that right? Sherabundi? Yep. Did anybody ever heard of this?
Sherabundi.
No.
Yeah, look that up. See what that is, Jong. UAB versus Northern Illinois. When I saw this matchup come across, I said, oh, I cannot wait to bet the under on that game. I mean, you're talking about two teams that they're going to struggle to score. These are two really solid defenses. Northern Illinois, to me, is a bad offense. I guess UAB is an okay offense. UAB's done really good this season against the spread. They're only given 2.5 here. I don't know where Northern Illinois' points are going to come from. But I do like the under 43 more than the given the points. I guess if I had to choose a side, I think my side's UAB as well. What are you seeing with this one?
Yeah, 43, man, it's very tough in today's day and age, offensive dominated football, to play under 43. That'd be the lean for me. But I actually like UAB -2.5. You just talked a couple minutes ago about coaches that can't figure out bowl games. We have one of them here. Rod Carey, head coach, Northern Illinois, 0-5 straight up, 0-5 against the spread, and none of them have been close. They've gotten outscored by 25 points per game, failed to cover the number by 18 points per game. None of those games came within a touchdown of the point spread, and Vegas is supposed to be the great equalizer. Whatever it is, Rod Carey can't prepare his team for a bowl game. And I think UAB, after last year, the bowl game was a reward for them. They were just happy to be in the Bahamas Bowl that first year coming back after not having a program for a couple years. I think this is more of a business trip this time around. Mission accomplished for UAB to close out the season. I'll take the Blazers -2.5.
All right, let's go to the next bowl. What do I don't want to disrespect these bowls. The DXL Frisco Bowl. Is that the store for extra large men, the big and tall store? Yeah, okay. Respected client there, DXL Frisco Bowl. San Diego State versus Ohio. This is one that I looked at quite a bit, and I don't see a side that I'm totally in love with. You've got a third, fourth place MAC team against a middle of the road Mountain West team. These are teams that had they not been in bowls, I wouldn't feel bad about it. San Diego State did not finish the season well. And one thing about Ohio is they can score. I guess this my best handicap on this game is the way the two teams have been trending. Ohio's gotten better as the season's gone on, and San Diego State's gotten worse. And San Diego State, again, good defensively, but they they're so bad on offense that I feel like this has to be Ohio or pass. Where are you at?
I'm on San Diego State.
Okay.
And you mentioned, hey, two teams trending in opposite directions. To me, I guess I got a contrarian take to that. I find value in two teams sometimes heading in opposite directions, especially when you can hit the reset button like these bowl games and have a couple of weeks to figure out what in the heck went wrong down the stretch for San Diego State. One thing I do know, if you blindly bet the underdog in San Diego State's 12 games this year, you've gone 11-1 against the spread.
Ooh,
San Diego State, terrible. You can't lay points with a team that can't score.
Can't
they were 0-8 against the number as a favorite. But when they're in the underdog role, I see a couple of really good performances. Outright upset against Arizona State, one of the more head-scratching performances of the season. An outright upset on the blue turf with a backup quarterback and a backup running back against Boise State. I trust Rocky Long here to figure some things out, and I'll take San Diego State +3. And also mention, not a bad idea to fade the MAC as a conference in bowl games. They're 1-10 straight up their last 11 bowl games.
Well, let me throw a curveball at you before I let you go. Just give us some quick thoughts on the North Dakota State, South Dakota State game and the Eastern Washington, Maine game.
You know, I think my best value bet, and I'm a little surprised at the line movement, South Dakota State is now getting 11.5 points. Look, when you enter the Fargo Dome in North Dakota State, to me, most teams are beat before the game's even kicked off because it's such an intimidating environment. And obviously, North Dakota State is the Alabama of the FCS. South Dakota State went into the Fargo Dome as a 10-point underdog earlier this year and played with North Dakota State for 60 minutes, only lost by 4. These are bitter rivals in their conference. With all the distractions of North Dakota State's head coach going to Kansas State, I can't possibly fathom that he spent his entire week game planning for this one. I'll fade the line move and take the 11.5 with South Dakota State. That would be my favorite of the two picks as far as the FCS semifinals go.
All right. Well, that's Brad Powers from pregame.com. I'm going to leave you hanging there. So anybody who wants to know about the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl, you're going to have to hear it next week, guys. I hate to leave you hanging. But Brad Powers, you can follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. And, of course, find him on pregame.com. Appreciate you, Brad, as always. And we'll talk to you next week, my man.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, that's Brad Powers.
Cherry Bundy is a cherry drink. They make drinks. It's a company that makes drinks that are supposed to be very, or juices made from cherries that's supposed to be very healthy for you. And so it's Cherry Bundy.
Oh, okay. Well, thank God they're sponsoring a bowl.
Yeah.
The Boca Raton Bowl.
Boca Raton. It's like pomegranate juice.
Is it Boca Raton or Baca Raton? Because some people say Baca Raton, and I'm like, why do you say it
Boca
like
Raton.
That?
I think
it's Boca Raton. I think
Boca. I've always thought that, too. But then people say Baca Raton, and I'm like, why are you saying it like that? Okay.
I'll look that up.
I think it's Boca Raton. I think the hell with those guys. All right. We'll take a phone call. Hey, keep your audio. Come on,
I was trying to get the Boca Raton pronunciation.
That's something to do during a commercial break. Give me a break. we will take a call on the other side of this. Brian's been patiently waiting. We'll get to him. And we'll get to some more. I've got another story that I need to discuss about a man who was wanted by the police. And he made the most of it. I'll say that. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
All right, guys. You want to make your games more interesting this weekend? Maybe you heard Brad talking and you're like, man, that guy's convinced me. Where do you want to play? MyBookie.ag. Just remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. And MyBookie.ag is safe, reliable, and they've been in business for years. That's why we recommend them. You win, they pay. Simple as that. The online destination to get some action on any game. They've got in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and they've even got some great props on fantasy over-unders. How many, you know, that way you can maybe hedge your action on your fantasy game. If you're like, oh, I'm counting on Patrick Mahomes to score 30 points tonight, but maybe you want to throw $20 on the under just in case he doesn't and you lose your league entry. Guys, on your computer or mobile phone, go to mybookie.ag, get your account started up. Right now they're going to give you a 50% deposit bonus to jumpstart your bankroll. You deposit $300, they'll match it with $150. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. That's mybookie.ag. Don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. Mybookie.ag.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred Fowler. Fred is in Saskatchewan. No, he's in... He's not in Saskatchewan.
He's deep in Regina.
He's in Regina? Okay, Fred is in Regina. He'll be back on Monday. I don't think he's in Regina.
I think he's deep in dirty Regina.
Okay. Well, he's in Canada somewhere where it's like very, very cold. Very, very cold. He has his falcon beak.
You think he's wrapped up?
Wet. Yeah, he's wrapped up. Yeah, here you go. Gotta keep yourself protected.
Yeah, from the elements.
I forgot to tell you guys.
The Reginal elements.
Yeah. We want to tell you about giftingmap.com. Your one-stop shop for holiday presents, featuring everything from home decor to jewelry to luggage, briefcases to cufflinks. There's a great collection of brands and items to discover. Plus, you can enter to win a $500 gift card to the site and $100 each for three of your friends. Check it out on giftingmap.com. And I want to tell you guys about SportsMap. Make sure you're checking out sportsmap.com. We have some stories from Charlie Palillo talking about your Houston Cougars basketball team. He says, hot start for Cougs elicits memories of Phi Slamajama. We have a piece from Kerry Book Williams about the Texans and Cowboys. They have a lot in common. We got Bookie Busters if you're looking for some betting action from Jerry Bowe. And then we have a kind of a love letter from Jose Partida to Charlie Morton.
Okay. Well, that's weird.
Yeah. And you wanted to get to another story you had.
Well, first I wanted to get to this phone call. This guy's been waiting patiently. I figured, and you just mentioned Charlie Palillo wrote a story about UH basketball. Let's take Brian. Brian, sports to you.
Sports. First, I want to chime in on saying, I think it's Boca Raton Bowl. I don't know. That other pronunciation just sounded weird.
No, it's Boca Raton, not Raton. Boca Raton.
Anyway, U of H basketball, I thought this team was going to be improved this year. I did not expect them to be as successful as they're doing on the stretch that they are right now. And the fact that they're out rebounding every single entity that they run into, I'm kind of speechless on how they've kind of started and where. I mean, I know they're going to lose at some point. That the basketball season's way too long. And, you know, there's holes to be found when it comes to this team. But not only with the current, but where things look like for Kelvin in the future, things look very promising. And I wouldn't say fight slam jamma right now at all, but in maybe another 2 years when Nate Hinton's sticking around and Jaron Giroux and, you know, Fabian White, when all those guys are in their seat, I mean, you might have that happening. And so, I mean, I'm just calling in to see what thoughts are, especially after last night's win and then them winning at Oklahoma State and then also them winning at home at Oregon. I mean,
well, first of all, let's start with Oklahoma State sucks. They should have beaten the hell out of Oklahoma State, but the Oregon win is impressive. The win last night was impressive, particularly because the LSU game, it looked like they were about to get steamrolled, and they kept their heads in it and made a game of it. Armani Brooks is a pretty special player for them. He's a junior. I mean, you're right. The future is pretty bright for these guys right now. I don't know. You know, listen, they've got a couple more tough games. This game against St. Louis this weekend is not a cakewalk. But like I was telling Jong earlier in the show, this conference is going to be tough. You know, Temple is going to be heard from. Cincinnati is going to be heard from. You know, and then there's teams like SMU and Memphis and Wichita who have really disappointed so far. But you know those teams can come up and get you. So I'm trying to stay level-headed on these Cougars, but they're definitely a fun watch, and they're definitely a team that I think is going to be a tournament team again, which is, you know, back-to-back tournament teams. I don't even know when the last time that happened was around here. I think it was Phi Slamma Jamma.
Yeah, so it had to have been.
It's been a long time.
Because it was, I don't know what, like 8 years, something like that. It's 7-8 years since last year, before that, before they even made the tournament again, but prior to them making it last year. And, I mean, and coming off losing your best player to the, I guess you would say lost them to graduation and Rob Gray. So, very impressive. And Kelvin Sampson's doing a hell of a job there at University of Houston.
You could see how important Armani Brooks is, because Brooks had 0 points in the first half, 13 in the second half, and I think he had like 8 or 9 in a row. And he just he changed the game. When he is on, this team is going to be tough to beat. And Galen Robinson scored, I think he was close to 18, 20 points. But I'm telling you, when Brooks is on, this team goes. And I'm excited for the season with these guys. You know, that was a good win last night. That LSU team, now LSU is another team I think is going to get better as the season goes on, because they've got some really, really good young players. But at the end of the year, we're going to look at that win and go, you know, that's a quality win over I'm almost certain LSU is a tournament team. I'm almost certain Oregon's a tournament team. So they've gotten some good wins. But again, let's keep the highs limited. Let's not get too crazy.
Yeah, I need to try to get over there.
I want to get out and check out the new arena.
Fertitta Center over there at University of Houston.
Well, I don't know when they've got it. When the next time they've got a game that I'd be wanting to go watch. I should have gone and watched the LSU game. Like I said, they play St. Louis, but they play them like Sunday or something like that. And I'm taking my wife out for her birthday. I don't think I'm going to be able to talk her into a basketball game and her birthday. I mean, maybe when they get into conference play, maybe against Wichita in January, that'd be a fun time to go check them out, or Temple or Cincinnati. That's January 31st and then February 10th against Cincinnati. So they've got some interesting games on the schedule, and we'll see how it works out. Alex Bregman was at the game last night cheering on LSU.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah, going against his new home. How dare he?
The only problem is if you wanted to go watch a game during the week, A lot of these games are like at 6.
Yeah, I'm too busy.
You would have to do you'd have to do a weekend game.
No, I'm going to go during the week and say it's part of work.
So you're going to do a Barry Laminek and just leave?
I'll call in from the game.
You could take like
I'll set the scene.
You could take the little Comrex unit and just carry that around.
No, not that. That's too much work. But I will go and I'll say, guys, we're looking at an amazing crowd here at the Fertitta Center. Everybody's going wild. The UH Cougars. You know me. I'm the biggest fan. And this is just a great opportunity. Yeah.
And then your like phone that. Cuts off.
You're breaking up, guys. The crowd's too crazy. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. And then the line will go blank. You guys will say, man, wild scene down there. Wild scene. And then I'll just text you updates. I'll be like, oh, he made some points. And then you can report that on the air.
We got the internet.
Or live tweet it.
I can be like David Dilotti. Down at the Fertitta Center tonight.
Oh, you want to do sports updates? We can get you a music bed.
Yeah. Not right now, but maybe then.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Let's shoot for Temple.
Okay.
January 31st.
We can probably make that happen.
We should go to Coppin State.
No. We should go to that game. That doesn't sound fun. I don't even know what a Coppin State is. That's a made-up thing. I don't want to see that. Okay. I've got a non-sports story here. Actually, I've got a couple. Which one do I want to go with? That other one seems like it's going to get me in trouble, so I'll stay away from that one. So, Richland, Washington has a Twitter handle, and they post, or no, Facebook page. They posted on Facebook, Wanted Wednesday. Anthony Akers is wanted by the Department of Corrections for failure to comply. If you have any information, please call us at this number. And they're looking for tips. And they got a surprising tip from Anthony Akers.
Oh, no.
He said, calm down. I'm going to turn myself in. That was on Wednesday. And they said, hey, Anthony. This was 2 days later. They said, hey, Anthony, we haven't seen you yet. Our business hours are 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Of course, if you need a ride, you can call non-emergency and we'll come pick you up. But he admitted that he couldn't turn himself in just yet. He had to tie up some loose ends. He said, thank you. Tying up a couple loose ends since I will probably be in there for a month. Should be in there in the next 48 hours. And then 3 days later, has he turned himself in yet? Someone asked. He has not. And then another man said, Anthony Akers, a man's word is all he's got. Sometimes, and it seems like you don't keep your word. Well, someone questioned Anthony Akers' word, and he came back and said, dear RPD, it's not you, it's me. I obviously have commitment issues. I apologize for standing you up, but let me make it up to you. I will be there tomorrow, no later than lunchtime. I know you have no reason to believe me after what I did to you, but I promise that if I don't make it on my own by lunchtime tomorrow, I will call for a ride to assist me with my commitment issues. Thank you in advance to your response if you are patiently giving me another chance with us. I know I don't deserve it. P.S. You're beautiful. And the department issued a public statement. Morose Monday. Dear Anthony, is it us? Last Wednesday, we reached out to you as wanted. You replied and even said you were going to turn yourself in. We waited, but you didn't show. After you stood us up, we reached out again, this time offering you a ride. You replied and said you needed 48 hours. The weekend came and went. We're beginning to think you're not coming. Please call us anytime, and we will come to you. The next day, Anthony posted his picture walking up to the elevator. Here for our date, sweetheart. I feel like this guy should get a break on his time, whatever it may be. I feel like because he made me laugh, I feel like he should get maybe a 2 week sentence instead of just a month.
He does not look 38, by the way.
No, he looks like hell. He looks like he lives in a trailer park, and the electricity and the water have been out for about a month.
Nice, sweet handlebar mustache, though.
Yes, yeah. I guess he is able to maintain grooming with that. But
those were the loose ends that he was talking about.
Make sure that he lines it up.
Yeah. I'm not even going to acknowledge that horrible joke. I'm not even going to acknowledge it. Terrible. All right. What do we have here? I've got to tell you about my good friends at Tri-Eagle Energy. Because I know you're saying, man, there's so many providers for energy out there. How do I know which one's the right one? Well, let me tell you what a lot of these guys will do. They will quote you a rate, and then they'll say, hey, we're going to give you free weekends or free days or cash bonuses. And you're like, man, that sounds awesome. That's a deal breaker for me, deal maker. I'm going with this. And then you get in on one of those plans, and then months later you find out, wait, I'm paying a higher rate than I signed up for. Now they're putting additional fees on my bill. What's that? You don't get that with Tri-Eagle. They keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay, period. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity, just good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Call 877-93-EAGLE. Log on to TriAngleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's 877-93-EAGLE or TriAngleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN. PUCT license number 10064.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Blitz with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman on ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
No Fred. AJ is here, though. John Lee filling in.
I'm here grinding.
Grinding. And tomorrow you'll be grinding at Prime Social. Are you going to be playing?
I can't play because when I play, I'm so great that I'm always playing into our show. So I don't want that to happen because tomorrow Fred won't be here to cover for me.
No, it'll be Cody Stutes.
It would just be dead air. And we can't have that. So I guess I'm just going to show up and work.
And
the blue collar man that I am.
And Barry wouldn't be able to cover for you either because the man is going to Plano tonight. I think he's on his way now. And then he's coming back to do the show from Prime. And then he's going back to Plano because he has a gig out there this weekend.
Man, that dude loves doing those gigs. I'd just be like, nah, listen, guys, I'll do one. That's it.
Yeah. He came up to me this week and he was like, hey, I think I can get a studio up there in Plano. And I was like, no, you got a show at Prime. You got a broadcast. And he goes, he had this look on his face. And he came back maybe 30 minutes later and he was like, I guess I'll just drive back.
Damn.
Yeah. Commitment.
All right. You want to do Hoffman on Hollywood?
Yeah, sure.
There we go. Tyler's on top of it. Let's start with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, Fred's not here to get mad.
Trust me. I'm mad enough for the both of us. There weren't a lot of... I don't think this was like a year where there were, you know, there was so many great acts that we couldn't fit them all in. I would say, in fact, it was quite the opposite. But there were a couple that I thought should be locks. And one of them is LL Cool J. And I'm not the biggest LL Cool J guy. But if you're going to have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that brings in hip-hop, mm-hmm. LL Cool J has to be in it. The other one band that I pushed for, and one of my favorite bands ever, is Rage Against the Machine. And I think their music now, like when you hear it now, it could be written today and people wouldn't know the difference. I mean, it is, and it's, you know, 20-something years old, still super relevant. Well, guess what? Neither one of them got in. Here's your class, your 2019 or 2018 class. From 15 nominees, 7 made it. The Cure, Def freaking Leppard made the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame over Rage Against the Machine. Def Leppard. Janet Jackson, Stevie Nicks, Radiohead, Roxy Music, and the Zombies. Def Leppard, Roxy Music, and Stevie Nicks were first-time nominees. The Cure and Radiohead second, Janet Jackson's third, and the Zombies fourth.
So Def Leppard basically got inducted, or they got inducted on the first ballot.
Yeah, they're first ballot Hall of Famers.
They're Tony Gwynn.
Yeah. They're Hank Aaron.
Okay.
Def Leppard
is Hank Aaron.
You gotta be S-ing me, dog.
What has seven arms and sucks?
I thought Def Leppard has nine arms.
Oh, maybe it is nine.
Yeah, I think
either
they,
way.
I think they yeah, I think they've got
either
nine
way
arms.
They suck.
Yeah. Def Leppard. Terrible. Well, let's get to some better music. This is a crazy story. Keith Richards says, I've cut back on my drinking.
Really?
Yeah. Keith Richards, he's named several highlights of the Stones' most recent tour. And he mentions that, you know, normally he can't remember a lot of what happens on the road.
Are you surprised he's still alive?
I really am. He's 74. That dude lives so hard.
I feel like now that he's sober, he's going to die.
It's probably going to happen, yeah. He says he stopped drinking for the most part. It's been about a year now. I pulled the plug on it. I got fed up with it. He says, I still have a glass of wine occasionally or a beer, but it's a major step for a guy who's, you know, his legend is being a total mess. He said, if I don't drink, I wasn't feeling right. I was done with it. I didn't want that anymore. So he's a year sober at this point. Pretty impressive. Netflix, their Marvel shows can't come back for at least 2 years. Did you know that?
What do you mean?
So these Marvel shows that have been canceled, Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist, their contracts include a clause that don't allow those characters to appear in any non-Netflix shows or movies for a full 2 years after the shows are canceled. So if they are going to be re-upped somewhere, it won't be for 2 years. And Punisher, which is season two, starts in January. They say it's unclear if that show is under the same restrictions or if it will be actually be canceled.
I'm sure it will be.
I'm sure it will be too, and I'm sure it is under the same restrictions.
Come February, it'll be canceled.
Well, as long as they better finish the damn.
I don't know.
Well, they'll release the whole season at once, right?
They will, but because the writers would have only finished season two, and not know because when the writers were finishing season two, Daredevil didn't get canceled yet. So do we get a good conclusion for that series?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't know. All right, that's Hoffman on Hollywood.
Yeah, check out the Blitz tomorrow at Prime Social. AJ alongside Cody Stutes.
What grade do you give yourself today, John?
A C+.
And how did I do?
A+.
Okay.
And Tyler did A+ as well.
And how will Brandon Knight do? A+.
A+?
A+.
Okay. All right.
Only possible answer.
Well, check out AJ and Cody Stutes tomorrow at Prime Social.
Barry and Joel will be there, too,
yes,
if you want
Barry
to go see
those
guys.
Barry and Joel will be there, too. Until,
don't feel like you have to see them, but you're going to want to see our show.
Yeah. Until tomorrow. See you guys.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.